This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good morning. Today we got a all tied up, even Steven series. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Luke Sloan on the updates. Luke was 7 years old the last time the Pistons won a playoff game. John, they did it. That's a hell of a response after what took place on Saturday night. That's a night where they weren't shooting well, no beef stew, and Asar Thompson was in handcuffs because he was breathing near Jalen Brunson. Yet the Pistons found a way to scrap and claw and win the game anyway.
And that was the conversation with, you know, Charles Barkley, Shaq, all those guys at halftime. Can the Pistons keep that same energy? Can they prevent what happened on Saturday from happening again last night? And it felt like it was, I mean, sitting there watching the game with my wife, she was, you know, she kept saying, oh, they're going to blow this. They're going to blow this. I'm like, would you just stop?
Hey, Lisa, and, settle down.
Because they're up 12 and then they're up 6. And then all of a sudden they're tied. And she's muting the TV and she's trying to change the mojo. And then all of a sudden Schroeder hits it. And she says, make sure tomorrow morning you tell the people of Detroit to thank me because I changed the mojo.
She muted the TV. Yeah. That's what did it.
Well, they needed something because it was going the wrong way for a while there.
It was. And there were times where I kept thinking, I'm like, okay, Cade hasn't touched the ball in like 2 or 3 possessions. This needs to be a Cade possession. Then it would bring the ball up, and then it would, you know, it would go in somebody else's hand. I'm just glad that they were able to stem the tide and stop the momentum, put things back in their favor, and just beat. It's not about beating the Knicks anymore. It's about beating Jalen Brunson.
How infuriating is it to watch him play basketball?
He's such a punchable face. And the way that he plays basketball, the way that he... the way that he just looks. I mean, just if I could be a basketball player for 30 seconds, I think I could solve the problems of this series in that amount of time.
You get 6 fouls. I feel like we could check you in.
I could use all 6 in 30 seconds. I may have the record for the fastest 6 fouls. And that depends on if he survives all 6 because I may only need 2 or 3.
He has been doing this for years, but we get to see it up close and personal. And there was nothing more egregious than the one he drew to foul out Asar Thompson.
Oh, I know. And like, then he's
dude,
sitting there
jumping
with 6
into the contact. Yeah. Come on.
Laying on the ground, he puts up 6 fingers. I'm like, just somebody please.
Because you never intended to shoot. You wanted to draw a foul.
Right. It was painful to watch him, but it was beautiful that our Detroit Pistons beat him at Madison Square Garden to even it up 1-1. Coming home for Thursday night. Let's go, baby.
Thursday night should be electric. Pistons fans have waited a long time for this. We talked about it. You got a team that's in and a team that can win the series. I don't know if everybody believed that, but I think they showed you last night they can win the series. And you and I picked them to win the series.
Yep. I picked them in 6.
I said 7-game slugfest.
We'll see.
But that's a win at the Garden. That's a road playoff win. John, Knicks are in trouble.
Oh, I believe they're in trouble as well. And, I mean, okay, everybody's going to sit there and say, hey, slow down. It's 1 game. Didn't you see that? You know what? That we could look back on this in even a week's time, But further down the road, in a couple of years, that could be a watershed moment for this team, this franchise moving forward. Like, they had to get over that hump. It was not easy. It was not easy at all. There were many times where they could have crumbled and said, ah, we'll get them at home. No, they fought. They fought till the bitter end last night.
Pistons have been the better team in 7 of the 8 quarters. Knicks are in trouble. You don't have home court anymore. You're coming to Detroit. This team's not intimidated. This team has outplayed you, and this team just had a light bulb go on. You call it a watershed moment. Mm-hmm. Learning how to close out playoff games. It wasn't pretty. Dennis Schroeder, finally, someone had to knock down a big shot in that game, and he did. Cade finishes with 33.
Yeah.
Double-double with 12 rebounds. And he was aggressive from the jump, John. You were big on this. He needed to settle in, take control of the game, and from the jump, he wasn't settling for anything but at the rim or a jumper if the defense gave it to him. He was locked in from the get-go.
No, it's 42 minutes. He had 20 points in the first half.
Say that again, 42 minutes. That's significant.
Yeah. Oh, it was. I mean, Tobias Harris played 43. So, we could talk about all of these guys. We will for the next, 4 hours. But it was so much fun to watch. And it was like they got to the free throw line. And other than Asar Thompson, who was painful to watch at the free throw line, it was 10 of 12 for Cade. Jalen Duren, 6 of 6 for your big man.
Jalen Duren brought his hard hat. When you don't have Isaiah Stewart, early in that game, I thought he was physical at the rim. He had a big dunk. He had a big block. He didn't take dumb 3-second calls or stupid fouls.
Did you watch Barkley at halftime? I don't know if you were paying attention or not.
What did he say?
He said, he basically sent out the warning to the Knicks and says, because it was contentious, right? It was a very physical game.
Yeah.
If things go down, you guys might want to grab somebody other than Jalen Duren. Like, if you bypass him, grab someone else, because he's a grown-ass man, and I don't think anybody on the Knicks wants to mess with him. That's the tone that Jalen Duren set yesterday.
See, but the reality is I'm looking at the Pistons roster. You don't want to mess with any of these dudes.
No.
That's the thing. That is what is unique about this team. It's a dog pound. Like, there's a bunch of dogs on this team. You don't want to mess with any of these guys. You think Beasley's someone you're going to mess with? You think Asar Thompson, you want a piece of that? No, you
don't. How about the contrast of Malik Beasley and Jalen Brunson?
Yes.
Jalen Brunson, how much time did he spend on the ground? And then he would lay there and the announcers would say, oh, he just needs to take a second to gather himself. You know what? BS.
Get up.
Because Malik Beasley goes down and basically gets undercut on a dunk, lands on his hip, his shoulder, his head, and what does he do? Pops up, shoots his free throws. It would have taken Jalen Brunson. They would have had to have a 21-gun salute. They would have had the coffin, and then he would have miraculously risen from the grave and shot his free throws. That's the dramatics that he has every single play.
Oh, John, that was Sunday.
No, I know, but that was different guy.
I like how you put it, watershed moment. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. From believing you can win to actually winning. The Pistons believe they can win these games. Didn't get it done in game one. Collapse. Game two, identical situation. 8-point lead, going to the fourth quarter. Here we go again. No Isaiah Stewart. You're going to have to lock in. And you're going to have to put him away. And they did. Cade, I think, had the one fourth quarter turnover. But if you watch the play, he was on Brunson, and it took the Pistons a second to realize it. And once they got him the ball, then the double came, and he tried to swing it over to Tobias Harris, and they just weren't on the same page. But I thought Cade, whether he scored the majority of his points in the first half or not, was in control of that game late. If you're going to double him, he's going to make the smart play. He's going to give it to somebody else, and they weren't hitting jumpers. And that's why it was starting to get really tense, because, guys, I need you to knock down just one. Just make one, and Schroeder made the one. But Cade went right to the hoop. I texted you guys. It was like 4 minutes to go out of a timeout.
Yeah.
He got the ball, went right to the hoop. I'm not going to let this turn into some kind of crazy run going the other way for the Knicks.
And that's what he had to do throughout the course of the game. I mean, the steal, the behind-the-back dunk that he had, actually ended up being number 10 on SportsCenter's top 10. But it was moments like that where you got to make plays. And I think on Saturday, he doesn't make that play. I really don't. And then you look at last night, like he didn't have any assists in the first half, but he had the 20 points, and it was, I'm going to take this game over. That's what we needed to see from Cade Cunningham is, I this is my team. Yep. This is my game. I am greater than Jalen Brunson. I'm going to take this game over. And he did.
Some crazy stats when you look at this. So the Pistons shot 6 of 27 from 3 and won this game. Because they didn't have a lot of makes from deep. They didn't have a lot of assists as a team. You mentioned Cade had 0 assists in the first half. He only finished
with 3.
The Pistons as a team only had 11. They actually turned the ball over 15 times, more than they had assists. This was not a pretty basketball game. But you know what it was? It was a Pistons kind of basketball game. Neither team shot well in this one. I mean, the Knicks were 10 of 35 from 3. Yeah. Neither team shot well. It was going to come down to, could you gut it out? We got ticket text coming in, 248-539-9797. We've outplayed the Knicks for 90 of the 96 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing all those celebrities with sad pizza face was awesome. Doug in Livonia. Yeah, how many crowd shots did we get? Here's Bernard King and
Patrick Ewing. Yeah.
Here's Carmelo mid-interview.
Here's Ben Stiller.
Jalen Brunson and the league play along with this garbage. It's why ratings are down and why I can't watch anymore. Then root for the Pistons to dethrone this nonsense game by game. Change the Knicks to the Knicker Floppers. Jody in Orange Park, Florida. Thank you for pointing out how annoying Brunson has been. Never went from loving to hating someone so much. I want him to choke. He says, I only loved him because he won bets for me in the past.
Well, I mean, you got to love for some reason, but yeah, it was, he just is annoying. And the amount of pushes that he gets away with when he's on defense, like the way that he was trying to manhandle Schroeder was disgusting. And I love the fact that Schroeder never backed down.
100-94, Pistons win their first playoff game in 17 years. First time since 2008. They take home court in the series. They are in the driver's seat to win a playoff series. Do you believe? 248-539-9797. They won, but did they win you over? John and I thought they were winning this series. I know people, I'm not judging you, but I wonder if it changed after watching that last night, seeing this team breakthrough, watershed moment. I like that, John. We'll get to the Tigers. I know that was your focus last night.
Oh, yeah. What a great night to be a Detroit sports fan.
It's next, 97.1. Got your pick for the best dealership in town, talking about Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024. At Moran, you can lease a 2025 Blazer EV LT all-wheel drive for $271 a month. That's a 24-month low-mileage lease with zero down, plus employee pricing to everyone. Yes, even you. Moran is a great sponsor of our draft week coverage year after year. This year is no different. We appreciate their support. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Visit moranexpress.com, shop online, see what I'm talking about, or stop by in person. They're on Gratiot north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great night for Detroit sports. Pistons pick up a playoff win. We'll keep talking about them. John, the focus for you, of course, a regular season baseball game. The Tigers take down the Padres.
Oh, it was the team with the best record in all of baseball. Visited Comerica Park yesterday, and they threw their number six starter, Keider Montero, at them. And there were many moments where I thought, what the hell are we doing? Mainly the first and second innings, and then they pulled him in the fifth, and they did it the right thing at the right time. But it was a glimpse of last year. It was kind of, you know, hey, let's get as many innings out of a starter as we can, throw the bullpen at him. But the bullpen was even limited because they have taxed the bullpen over the last few days. And I know Flaherty, what's Flaherty is going today? Is that?
Yes, Flaherty. Yeah,
Flaherty is going today. They're going to need him to be Jack Flaherty, the good Jack Flaherty of last year. And I'm not saying he's not been good this year, but they're going to need him to be good and eat innings.
Before the game even started, they made a roster move. We were wondering about Kerry Carpenter's hamstring, and then you hear Jace Young's in town, and I thought, oh boy, Kerry's going to go on the injured list. That's not the case.
No. Right? Good news for once.
Yes. Good news in the sense that it's not severe. He's still injured and didn't play.
Right, but not severe enough to go on a 10-day IL.
Yes, which means, hey, you might get a couple days off and then fingers crossed get him back in the lineup. Mm-hmm. No, it's Ryan Kreidler who gets sent down. Kreidler, who was batting 105 with zero extra base hits. See ya. And up is Jace Young, who drew a couple walks, played a... You really liked his defense at third base. A nice defense.
Oh, my goodness. Good glove. I mean, the way he had three or four plays where hit great glove, nice arm, throwing it over to first, accurate from third base to first base, didn't have to have picks or scoops at first base. But it was also the awareness. There was a play, I can't remember if it was seventh or eighth inning, where runners on first and third, I think it was, and there was a missed throw from right field, and they were able to get a player out at second base because he was following the play. He was backing up. He was doing all of the things that you have to do to be a good team. And San Diego was doing it as well. Like there's a ground ball to first base. It goes through the first baseman's legs. But who is there backing him up? The second baseman. And who is covering first? The pitcher. All right, so they get an out because they're doing all the little things. Now the Tigers were doing all the little things, which has allowed them to beat a really good team 6-4 at home.
Jace Young, you get a shot to see what he can do. He'll play a bunch of third base, which means Javi can play some more center field, which he started in center last night, and AJ said he'll play more in center field. I think even he may have even confirmed tonight Javi will be back in center field. We said it when the roster was set. Kreidler and Baez, if both of them are infielders that you feel can play center, why carry both? Baez has been the better of the two. Baez can play some center.
That's Javier Baez.
Excuse me. Javier can play center. Javi couldn't. Javier can play center. Mm-hmm. So Kreidler had no point to be on this baseball team. This was a move that makes the first place Detroit Tigers better.
I'm wondering if this was just one, because I know when Jace Young went down through spring training, he didn't hit.
Right.
So it was no surprise that they sent him down. In fact, they sent him down early. He got his at-bats. He got his rhythm back, at least at the AAA level with his bat. Now, he needs to be able to do it at the major league level, but he did draw a couple of walks. He had a good eye. But his defense was so good yesterday. It was so much fun to watch. And yes, Jim, you will appreciate the fact that I did start watching the Tigers, as most people did. I continue to watch them. But then just before halftime of the Pistons game, I switched over to the Tigers on my phone, Pistons on the big TV.
There you go.
Mainly because the big TV in our room doesn't get... I can't download the FanDuel app, so... Got to upgrade the TV. Might have to do that soon.
Some ticket texts that have come in. It says, why does Thibodeau do that with his hair? When's he going to just give up?
At some point, and I would like to know from, and maybe Tom, you could chime in on this, from those that are follically challenged. When you see a guy like that, don't you just think, dude, just own it and shave it?
Yes.
Like, what
people
is he,
are insecure.
Literally, what is he doing?
It looks worse.
Newsflash, people are insecure.
But it looks worse.
Right, exactly. But they don't think that way. They can't give it up.
Have we ever
They're
seen
not living a, in reality.
Have we ever seen a basketball coach wear a baseball hat? Could he just cover it up?
See, you know who did it well in terms of just letting it go? And it was hard to get used to with him because I didn't think it looked very good ball, but now we're used to is Rick Carlisle.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and he was getting awfully thin and he just said, one day,
I'm done
let
with
it go.
It.
I did it very similar. It's like, just it Own is it. What it is.
Yeah.
Texter says, we don't win that game without Schroeder. Thank you, Trajan Langdon.
I have said this for about the last month. That might be the sneakiest great pickup at the trade deadline. He has been very, very good for this team.
Knicks are in big trouble. Three of four during the regular season, 7 of 8 quarters in the playoffs. We beat the refs and the Knicks on the road. Hope we get a better whistle at home. Cade may be on his way to being a top 5 player. We'll talk more about the Pistons coming up at 6:35. They won. Did they win you over? Let's get to Heather with the news.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Listen to this story. There's a guy from Van Buren County who recently won $1 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket. And just to be sure that nothing happened to that ticket, he buried it in his yard.
What?
The whole story is pretty cool. He had a lot of luck going for him. So this guy originally wanted to buy a different lottery ticket when he walked into this gas station, but he was handed this cash word ticket instead. And instead of saying, you know what, this is not what I wanted, he said,
it's okay.
All right, I'll keep
it.
This one. This is fine. Didn't scratch it off right then and there. Went home, waited the next day till he scratched it. Couldn't believe what he was seeing. His wife scans the barcode. Huge winner, right? Then he said he was so paranoid that something was going to happen to this ticket, he put it in a jar and buried it. And good thing nothing happened to it in the yard.
Right. It's safer in his yard than in his home.
Because no water seeped into this jar. Nothing. No, you know, bugs destroyed it. Anyway, he was able to recently claim his prize. He opted for the one-time lump sum payout, $634,000. He says he plans to pay bills, pay off his house, and save for retirement.
Good for him.
Pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yes.
Funny though.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Let's see. Police were searching for a driver who fled the scene of a fatal motorcycle crash on Sunday in Redford Township. Police say there was a motorcyclist traveling north on Beach Daily through the Plymouth intersection when a Cadillac was turning left from southbound Beach Daily, collided with the guy in the motorcycle. Cadillac driver fled the scene. When officers arrived, they found this motorcycle on fire. The victim was lying there on the ground near the bike. They did render aid right away. They got him to a hospital, but he ultimately passed away from his injuries. And so they were on the search for this driver who was responsible. Several hours later, the Cadillac was recovered in Detroit, and a possible driver has been identified. Of course, the investigation is still ongoing. Speaking of cars, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown, He's got his car back after it was stolen early Monday morning. Now, after this theft happened, he jumped on social media and basically gave an ultimatum to this suspect.
He went full Liam Neeson and taken.
You bring this car back or you deal with me, right?
I have a special set of skills.
Exactly. I will find you.
I will make you pay.
Exactly. So there was several posts, right? But the one post had basically said that this criminal was very quick on their feet. And he said, quote, "I'm going to show you how fast I am on my feet. Real talk, this is about to get done today." Anyway, the vehicle has been found. The suspect was taken into custody. So there you have it.
I think at one point he said, if you return it, we're good.
Yeah. He's like, I will not press charges, bring my car back. Uh-huh. But if you do not,
we can do this the hard way.
Yeah, look out. So the Vatican released the official death certificate for Pope Francis on Monday. And the Vatican doctor said that the Pope died from a result of a stroke and irreversible heart failure. The Pope's death certificate also revealed that he had been in a coma before his death on Monday morning, which is a little, I guess you could say, shocking, because we all saw him on Easter Sunday, right? So, it all happened very, very quickly. Now, when it comes to replacing the Pope, right, there is a meticulous process that is basically steeped in centuries-old traditions that they follow. So the first step of this protocol is to officially confirm the Pope's death, which I believe they already have. But that seems easy, but when you look at the details, so Cardinal Kevin Farrell had to call the Pope's birth name 3 times, then oversee the sealing of his private residence and office, and then destroy the Pope's fisherman's ring. It has to be destroyed so nobody else can misuse this ring, right? So there's little details in all of this. And then the Vatican, I believe, already has done this, has declared a 9-day mourning period. The Pope's body will lie in state, and then the funeral is expected to take place within 6 days. Then during this like transitional phase, the cardinals under the age of 80, they convene in the Sistine Chapel for the conclave to elect this new Pope. That's expected to begin 15 to 20 days after the Pope's death. And this, it's all very, very confidential, right? They're voting 4 times a day on who this new Pope will be. A 2/3 majority is required to elect a new Pope. And after each round of voting, the ballots are burned and the smoke color will determine whether they're still in the voting process or if they've
elected a new Pope.
So black smoke signals, inconclusive vote. White smoke announces the election of a new Pope. I mean, it's just there's a lot of little details in here that's you think.
And all of those cardinals under the age of 80,
yes,
they also, like, there are some that don't get to vote. They're just in the room.
It's just very interesting,
it's
right?
Bizarre.
That you think that by now maybe things would change and it would just, all right, who do we got? All right. You know, it's not that.
There's a lot of tradition.
Mm-hmm, lots of tradition.
I'm sure you're not shocked. They have odds out for who the next Pope will be.
Oh, really? Who do they got?
There's always odds.
Are you going to bet on it?
Pietro Parolin +163 is your betting favorite right now. So for those out there looking to get in on the action, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Tether with the news. All right. Coming up next, the Pistons pick up a playoff win on the road. Back in the series. It's 97-1.
If your furnace or AC isn't getting the job done, and we're in that time of year where some days you need some warmth, some days you need some cool, you got to do what I did. Call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mastercraft has 24/7 emergency service, and they back their work with a 5-year warranty. Right now, you can buy a new furnace or AC. They got great deals going on all the time. They've also got generators in stock, so ready to go. Call to schedule your free in-home estimate, or you can check them out online at MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
Eight-point lead again in the fourth quarter.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Tense finish. Pistons win. Now that's the response we were waiting to see.
It was the response from the entire team, but especially for Cade. That was what we all wanted to see him do.
They won the game. Did they win you over? 248-539-9797. Was it enough for you to believe this team's winning the series now? John, I realize I'm talking to a man who said,
Pistons in six. Yeah. And I said Pistons in seven. So, yeah, you and I can feel better about their chances of winning this series. To win a game like that where they're not shooting well, was it 6 of 27, something like that?
Yeah. Well, and how about the anxiety? Because I was of the mindset yesterday, and I mentioned it, it was a must-win game. I did not want them to be coming back to the LCA down 0-2. I felt like if they were going to have a chance to win this series, they had to win that game. And how long has it been since we have watched a basketball game for the Detroit Pistons where we've had that level of anxiety?
You're right, where the heart's racing in the fourth quarter of that game because you can't blow it again.
Right.
Right? Like, I was a little less on the must-win train. I needed to see how the game played out. If they had lost another 8-point lead in the fourth quarter, you start to cement the narrative. It's not a one-game thing. It becomes a narrative. You can't get over the hump. You're not winning the series. And that game was tied in the final couple minutes, and they weren't shooting well. And Asar Thompson falls out because you can't breathe near Jalen Brunson. There's no beef stew, one of the emotional defensive leaders of this team. What's going to happen? What are you made of? Wasn't pretty, wasn't perfect. We can talk about missed jump shots. We can talk about letting the Knicks back in the game, but we're talking about the Pistons winning, learning to win. Right. Not a regular season game anymore. Playoff games. First playoff win for this franchise in 17 years. I don't care how it happened. They had to find a way to do it. It's Dennis Schroeder with the big shot late, but it's Cade with 33. You want a coming out party? 33 points, double-double. And from the jump, he made it clear, I'm the best player on the floor. This goes through me.
It was. I mean, how about the effort of everyone that took the floor?
Yep.
Even Paul Reed. He was only out there for 11 minutes.
Shout out Paul Reed.
I mean, he was a guy where Cade goes in for, you know, a difficult layup, misses it, and then he's there for the tip-in. Like, it was just right guys, right place, right time. And it wasn't always perfect. It wasn't always pretty. But then they would follow it up with aggressive defense. That was as physical a game as you're ever going to see in the NBA. And yeah,
I know they were letting him play for a while, too.
They were letting him play as long as you weren't, you know, around Jalen Brunson. But that was as physical a game as you're going to see. And they did not back down, which we didn't believe they ever would. But they matched the intensity of Madison Square Garden. Now, can you imagine, fast forward to Thursday night, because they are coming back 1-1. What that environment is going to be like at the LCA, and just a little PSA. Anytime Jalen Brunson has the ball in his hands, anytime he's on the floor, I think the Detroit fans are going to just make his life miserable.
Hound him.
Yeah. Absolutely hound him.
Get after him. So it's so funny. You know, we talk about how it's officiated and letting him play other than around Jalen Brunson late in that game. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe this, but this is real audio. This confirmed, not AI. This is Tom Thibodeau, who wants to bitch about officiating after that game. Let's play it. Okay, couple points. They shot nearly the same number of free throws. Yep. I think Cade had 12, Jalen Brunson had 11. So, Tom, they did shoot about the same amount of free throws. A negligible difference between the two of them. But there is a difference in the way they play. See, here's the thing. Cade goes downhill, not baiting fouls, but looking to finish, and he is met at the rim physically. He deserves those free throws. Jalen Brunson plays the game looking and hunting for fouls. Mm-hmm. They are not the same. But if you want to complain about what's fair is fair, 12 free throws to 11 free throws for the leading guards, you have no case. And if you want to talk about fouls in the game, the Pistons actually were called for more fouls than the New York Knicks. So kindly, shut up. You have no case, and shave your head, because what are we doing?
Yes. Yeah. Little Harry T. I think we should just give him that nickname. That's Harry T.
Like, John, did you feel like that? That he has any case at all?
No, I mean, the Pistons were called for 24 fouls. They were called for 22.
So what's the complaining?
Again, there's no discrepancy, right? It's basically the same. Over 48 minutes, it's the same.
Yeah, he's going to say, well, they shot more free throws. Well, a lot of the Piston fouls, they were calling them
Because they were finishing at the rim.
Yes, but also the Pistons were getting called for fouls before the Knicks even got up the court. Like, Asar Thompson gets his arm hooked by Jalen Brunson and said, please review this, please. I didn't do, I'm defending within the rules. But Jalen Brunson hooked his arm, got the call before they even crossed half court. That's the difference. Your guys are complaining. Your guys actually got more fouls called on the Pistons because of the complaining. You have no case. I award you no points.
Well, and it's the drama after every foul or every perceived foul. It's the drama involved. And you know where there was no drama? With the Pistons.
Right.
They would take the foul and they would shoot their free throws and they would just go about their business. They would get, you know, hit and no foul other than, you know, Asar Thompson where he was, you know, praying to review it. That was the most drama we've ever seen in this two games.
Yeah.
Like it just, the Pistons are not filled with drama. They go out there, they take care of business. They're physical. They know they're physical.
Yep.
And so they're not going to bitch on the other side. Well, if they're going to match our physicality, then so be it. That's our brand of basketball. We're okay with that.
Yeah, look, if Tom Thibodeau wants to complain about something after the game, he can look at Karl-Anthony Towns, who scored 0 second-half points. And he can figure out how they didn't post him up more, because I think he does have a matchup advantage when he's on Tobias Harris. How they went away from him. How he scored zero. Cool. Maybe I'd focus on that if I was Tibbs.
And, I mean, you look at, okay, how did they win this game? One, they played, they made the Knicks play their brand of basketball. They made them play physical.
Yep.
And the Knicks just wanted to continue to bitch about it, but it's you could look at it in rebounds. They out-rebounded the Knicks 48-34. That's where the physicality really starts to pay off. It's the second chance opportunities. It's limiting the Knicks, when neither team was shooting very well. Like, we're not going to sit here and say the Pistons, you know, shooting for 22% behind the arc. That's not great. Well, they didn't shoot very well either. They were 28%. But you're going to have a lot of rebounds. Who gets those rebounds? Who gets more opportunities and who limits opportunities? The Pistons did that.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Texter said Brunson missed his calling. He should have been a soccer player.
Love that.
How about JB Bickerstaff? Great job making these guys believe. True coach. Yep. Scott in Jackson.
I think that's understated how important he has been. And if he doesn't win Coach of the Year, it's a crime.
He was not going to, and it will be a crime.
It's a crime.
Yeah. Awesome win. Had everybody nervous at the end. It was concerning that Cade wasn't the guy with the ball in the last minutes. It's like he didn't want the ball in crunch time. Schroeder hit the huge three late. That's not promising. No, we got another guy that's doing the same thing. This guy says no Mamba mentality from Cade, scared to drive the basket.
He was not scared to drive the basket all night long.
We have this like poison where we expect the star to take bad shots because he's the star. The star is supposed to crater a defense, to create shots for themselves and for others. If you make the right basketball play and get an open look, that's your job.
We would all love to look to Cade for every single moment. And we looked for him on Saturday, and he wasn't there. Neither was anyone else. One of the things that I love about this Pistons team is, I'm not going to say it's egoless, but it's...
they're a selfless team.
It's a selfless team, and they don't care who is taking the basket. Now, somebody at some time has to take charge. We want that to always be Cade Cunningham. But if he finds another guy, or if there's another guy that has a shot, they're not going to sit there and say, oh, I have to get the ball to Cade.
Well, they get Cade on Brunson, and he calls for the ball to post up. I mean, they're looking for the right shot late in the game. They're not going to force feed. And Cade had 33. It's not like the guy wilted in the moment at all. He went to the hole and got them a big bucket in the last 5 minutes of that game. I'll stick up for him if anybody has an issue with Cade Cunningham and the winning mentality, or no Mamba mentality, whatever that is. 248-539-9797. We want to know from you guys, did that change the series? Is this a situation where that changed the series? They are winning it now based on what you saw game two at the Garden. 248-539-9797. It's 97-1. If you're injured in a car accident, you might be lost. You're looking around. You need help. Well, there's a law firm out there that cares about you, and it's KG Law. I know Lawrence KG. I know his team, and it's true. It's not just their phone number, 877-KG-CARES.
It's how they run their business. They're not cutting corners. They've got 10 lawyers, over 35 legal professionals on staff. They're not skimping on money. Instead, they're equipped with the manpower to get you the biggest settlement possible. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, don't mess around. Call someone who cares. Call KG Law now. Visit kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. Big shot. Pistons win. Mark Champion on the call. Talking all about it today. First playoff win in 17 years. Series is tied up, and the Knicks are in trouble. 248-539-9797. Just took a peek at the Game 3 spread.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to be concerned. You're betting on who's the next Pope, and you're looking already at what the spread is, but it's going to move a bunch of times.
Where it sits right now, Pistons by a point.
Are you okay?
I'm great.
Okay.
I'm still researching the Pope. I haven't placed a bet yet. There's a lot out there. Could understand this process a little better.
That's amazing.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. This says Cade had 33, but he had 29 in the first three quarters. So he only had four in the fourth. I can't believe people are doing this. Is this one guy? Can we confirm if this is just one guy? I hope it's not a lot of people. Cade had 33 points. He wanted the ball on the low block in the final 3 minutes. He drove to the hoop with 4:15 left and got free throws to snap him out of a funk. I have no concerns about Cade's aggressiveness. He grabbed that game by the throat from the jump and put the Pistons in the driver's seat, which they led almost the entire way. And when things got hairy, he's willing to pass the ball. A ticket texture points out, you know who else would pass the ball late in the game? LeBron James. Like, a lot of great players understand you're going to blitz them, you're going to double them. I'm going to get it to my guys. And they needed one guy to make a three. Dennis Schroeder did it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care how they win it. All I care about is when things aren't going well, who is it that takes control of the game? Who steps up? And that is when I would look towards Cade Cunningham to always be the guy.
Great response by the Pistons last night. NBA playoff series are all about adjustments. Bickerstaff has made a huge adjustment by having a more experienced ball handler, Schroeder, in to help close games out. Helped settle things down, cut back on some crucial turnovers late in the game.
Mm-hmm. How about Schroeder? I mean, you bring him in at the trade deadline, and what was it for him? Like three teams in the span of a week. He's played on like eight different teams. He's got playoff experience, and last night goes for 20. Like, though, that's been huge.
Yeah, I keep going back to it. Tim Hardaway Jr. was 0 for 6, I think.
Yeah.
And Beasley was 1 of 7.
1 of 8.
1 of 8, and they won the game.
Yeah. Schroeder was 3 of 5.
Yeah.
Nobody was hitting from beyond the arc other than Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah. Texas says, I haven't watched basketball in years. It's not my number one. However, I'll support my home teams. I watched the fourth quarter last night and couldn't believe the amount of fouls in the NBA now. It's ridiculous. The embellishing. It was cringy to watch, Cody in Chesterfield.
Yeah. It's the embellishing. This is why the NBA continues to struggle with fan bases, because it's the way that Jalen Brunson plays.
Jalen Brunson is the reason some people don't watch the NBA. Charles in Detroit, the Knicks need to be members of the Actors Guild as well as the NBA Players Association. Mm-hmm. A lot of Brunson on Broadway comments last night.
Yep.
They win one game and you guys think the series is over. You live in this fantasy world. Just because a Detroit team makes the playoffs, they're going to do something. It's one game. Matt in Pinckney.
Well, so we didn't say that the series was over. We just said we thought the Knicks were in trouble because series doesn't start till the home team loses. Well, it started last night. And if you just look at what they did throughout the course of the season, four times they played. Pistons won three. And I know, trust me, we all know, the postseason is a different animal. We didn't pick them to sweep the Knicks.
No.
We didn't say after the first loss, oh, well, that's the one off. The next four are going to be for the Pistons. No, I have them in six. I'm sticking to six. I stuck to six after they lost that first game. Sticking to six at this point. You're at seven. I'm sure that hasn't changed.
No. I think it's going to be a knockdown, dragout series. I mean, you have any other indication watching this? These games are tight. These games are close. It's tense. It's not going to be easy for the Pistons. They're still a young team figuring it out. But I liked the matchup. I've been telling people that since February. Bring on the Knicks. Give me this team that I don't think is very good. and let me see the Pistons grow up before our eyes. And we saw that last night. So what, I'm going to couch it?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to tell you. This is their series to win. The Knicks are in trouble. You don't have to run from it. I'll promise you right now, I won't pick the Pistons to beat the Celtics. This is not a homer routine. This is a series I really wanted.
Yeah.
And it's a series I believe they will win. And last night was proof positive of what it's going to take for them to win. John, that's no Isaiah Stewart. He's not ruled out for the series, right?
No, that's got 3 days before they play again.
Right? And that's one of their worst shooting nights. I think the biggest thing is you saw Cade's light bulb go on and you saw them find a way to win late. Those are the two big things they're going to have to do to win this series. Then you throw in, yeah, Isaiah Stewart. You throw in the fact that Asar Thompson is going to use all six of those fouls on Jalen Brunson. They're going to hound him. That's not going to change. And it's going to be a series-long frustration. He's going to get a couple calls that drive us crazy. The call he got to foul out Asar Thompson was trash. That's everything wrong with the league. He jumps into the defender and gets the call.
Wasn't even trying to make a legitimate basketball shot.
No, and we're going to be dealing with that all series. But I think the Pistons have shown a mental fortitude that you should be proud of today. The Knicks should be sweating right now.
Oh, and I think they are. I don't think there's any question they are.
How much of this comes down to that? So we talk about the Pistons, and are you ready for the moment? If you're the Knicks and you get punched in the mouth, now you come to Detroit. What if you go back to New York and you're losing the series? What is that crowd at Madison Square Garden going to be like if the Knicks are blowing it? Because they will eat their own. This is what we talked about, that if the Pistons could get one early in MSG and show they belong and push this Knicks team, they will fold.
Yeah. I mean, just like everybody, if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're at your home, if you're listening on the app, close your eyes for just a moment and think about what the environment will be like on Thursday night. I don't really care what MSG is like when they return, and you know the fact that their fans will eat their own. I can't wait to see and hear and feel what Thursday night is going to be like at the LCA.
Should be incredible.
A chance to win a home playoff game. It's going to be unbelievable, especially after this fan base has watched. And now, if they didn't dislike Jalen Brunson before, they certainly do now.
There's fuel.
Oh.
How about this? This guy wants to get honest for believing in the Pistons, which, okay, weird. What is the selling point if you're a Knicks backer right now? Hey, we got outplayed 7 of the 8 quarters, but we're going to go on the road and write the series? I mean, seriously, put the shoe on the other foot for a second. Imagine you're doing radio in New York or you're a Knicks fan. How do you feel this morning? Are you going, we got this, we're fine? The Pistons outplayed you thoroughly in both games, and if not for a 21-0 run meltdown for an inexperienced team, this would be 2-0 Pistons. Good luck coming back to Detroit. They are in trouble. There's no reason to back down from that statement. The Knicks are in trouble.
Imagine Stoney's shock last night.
Yeah, Mr. Restore the Floor didn't see this coming. 248-539-9797. We'll knock out some more phone calls, ticket texts. We got open lines. John, you found this. Dave Burkett.
Oh, yeah.
He is as dialed in as any Lions writer. He thinks the team will select one of 5 players on Thursday. We'll tell you who those 5 are next. 97.1.